Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1708 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Was because I didn't think it was very important myself. From the time Tedder first mentioned this matter to me until I got this affidavit, I only made one payment to Tedder. That was the day I employed him, and that was an advance of a month's salary and $250 for expenses to go to look up those witnesses. I got the money from Herbert J. Haas on account of our services. To the best of my recollection, it was by check. I am not able to say whether it was by check or by money. I have been paid cash by them and also been paid by check. I have been paid so often by cash, I cannot recollect how often it was. I cannot recollect how often I have been paid by check. I could not state of my own knowledge whether the check was signed by Herbert J. Haas individually or as treasurer. I paid very little attention to the check. I could not tell you what bank the checks were on. I turned them over to the local manager, Mr. Sears. I don't recollect endorsing any checks. I don't recollect any cash or check transaction at all at the time, immediate day, the Ragsdale matter was on. We pay Boots Rogers a per diem basis. We have no usual custom of paying our agents. It varies. I did not pay Tedder any money the day this affidavit was made. I do not know of his getting any money. Tedder was not in my office at any time that day previous to the money being paid. He do not and do not think he was at the office of Messrs. Haas. Messrs. Ragsdale and Barber did not refuse or delay the execution of those affidavits. They were only anxious to make them, and was wondering why the thing was being delayed so long when they were extremely anxious to make the affidavits. I met Arthur Thurman twice. Tedder told me he went to Birmingham, Nashville, and Chattanooga. He made verbal reports. I did not make daily reports to the governor nor to any of the Burns Central offices. Several men who have been working on this case down here have received cash payments from. We pay nearly all of them in cash money. I don't know whether they are paid by check or not. Mr. Sears attends to matters of that kind. I have advanced several of the operatives' expense money in cash and not by check. We usually take receipts and are filed in our office. I don't know anything about Jimmy Wren in connection with this case at all. I do not know him. I don't know anything about George Wren. I have not received reports from our men with reference to what they had done in this case.